What's locha now? It's enough to make one estimate, because he said both, and we didn't make any one, so one should be enough of both times. Or duma maybe no. The more says no. There's a swar maybe. Keep on the bezach as another. Since he made an edit two separate times, maybe treis din nadimle. Maybe such a swarah he would have to make two separate undimes. Maybe such a locha. Maybe since you made two separate nedis, you have to make two separate estimates. Now the Gemara says, "V'im tims, if you want to tell me, v'im tims loyme, kivun bezachas and other trays dim now dinan lay, oma, what's going to be shnei dim meyalani? Bavasachas, this is a one shot. I want to give twice my value. Mal hocha value bavasachas, no, he made another one time. Bavasachas and dinan lay, it's enough to make one estimate. Oy duma kivun to call my shnei, since he says twice my value, I want to give tegdish. Maybe it's kazachas or dumb, and you have to make two separate estimates." If you want to tell me, he says twice my value, because that was like one after another dummy. Let's say he estimated, they made an estimate by himself, meaning without kavana. Incidentally, they estimated how much he's worth. They made an estimate. But there may be no being kavana, maybe such a locha evaluation has to be done. The kavana, the shame is there to know how much you're worth to pay your nether. So Mor says, all these were shilas. So Mor says, Poshem miyachod, I have a right to one of them. Tanana, it sounds like this. To meyalai, somebody says, I want to give my value to Hegdish. Shemes, the person died. Yid lo yitnu yorshim, the yorshim don't have to give the value to Hegdish. Shendom lemesim, because now that he's dead, we don't know how much he's worth. You can't value him now. So since you can't make an estimate now, you're potter from paying. Now the question is, v'yisad, if you tell me a thing, amdu meyelov, have a yumdanom, that if an estimate was made by itself, not l'shem umdana, it's enough. For amid v'koy here also, and everybody knows how much he's worth. Means to say, miyuka garbud l'shavi yabba zuzi, at least four zuzi's worth. So at least this much he should have to pay, like as much as we would think the umdana should be. That's how much we should have to pay. So Mora says no. Amdu me'elav, if the estimate was made, even though it was made accidentally, nochas liyumdana. But I call upon him, they made an estimate. But the Meyalai here, with the person of the Meyalai, no estimate was made yet before he died. Therefore, now the fact that he died without an estimate, therefore there's no chiv to pay. Therefore, that's the halacha, the Yorshim did not have to pay at all. The Yorshim are potter from paying. Alright, we'll stop here. Like everybody knows, here we're holding Dav Chof from Aleph and Erchin over here, that the last Gemara was, the last Shiloh he had was, Amdu Me'elov. Let's say the estimate, how much you're worth, by itself means accidentally, they did not have in mind to do it, l'shem and erchin, l'shem and oimid. So as the Shalom and Gemara, Gemara wanted to bring a proof to say that it's no good, because there was halacha de tanan. If somebody says, demei olai umeis, somebody says he's mechayiv himself to give how much he's worth to Hegdish, and then he dies. So it says halacha lo yitnenel yorshim, the yorshim don't have to pay the chayiv. Why? Shein domel lemeisim, because now that he's dead, we can't estimate him. Even though there's a locha, by if you kill somebody, you sure kill somebody, so you pay the main nizik, Taisa says, and there we value how much he's worth after he's mace. This says, Taisa says, there's a special zerasakosiv, that we value him even though he's mace. But usually an estimate has to be when you're alive, and there that the person died before they estimated him, therefore the yorshim apota from the chayiv to pay the demei, the domim to the tegdish. Now the question was, v'yi sagadai di v'tomi and think, amdu me'elav hevi umdano, that if the bezdin values him, makes an estimate by accidentally, it's called an estimate, if so, amid v'koi, like every person has at least some value to him. Like me'ika garva, is there any person, le'shav yar bezuzi, that is not worth at least four zuz, so why don't the yoshim have to pay at least this much? So Gemara says, no, there's no proof. I tell you, amdu me'elav, when bezdin made a value, estimated him, even though they did it accidentally without kavono, nochus liyumdano, but I call upon him an estimate was made. But the meyalai, here where the person says he wants to pay the value how much he's worth, and he died before any estimate was made at all, le nochus liyumdano, no estimate was made at all. So here there's a svara to say, the yorshim apota, you can't tell me they have to pay at least four or five azuz. Because even though for sure it's worth that much, but that's not called an aymed, and therefore the neder, like there's no chiyuv to pay this neder. Now the Mishnah says, v'choymer v'erchim min adorim. In certain ways, erchim is more strict then the lochas of nedarim stami mechayv yourself to pay domim through a neder. Ketzat, so the Mishnah explains, if somebody says erki yolai, he's mechayv himself to pay how much he's worth patera sechus erchin. For meis, then the person dies. So locher is yitnu hayorshim. The chiyuv was already chal, let's say it's worth 50, so he has to pay for the yorshim, the people that inherit him will have to pay 50. The meyolai, if somebody says I'm mechayv myself to pay my value to hegdish, for meis, and the person dies before they estimate him, the locher is lo yitnu hayorshim, then the yorshim do not have to pay. That we had before, shein domim lamesim, there's no value for mace, means we can't estimate a mace. So in this way, erchin is more chomer than the darm. What's going to be if somebody says, erich yodi, I want to have an erich, the value of my hand, the erich ragli, the value of my foot, olai, that should be upon me, is lo yom haklum, he's not chayev at all. Since it's not something that a neshama tluya boy can live without it, so there's no chayev erchin. What's going to be if he says, erich roshi, I want to pay the value of the erich of my head, the erich kvedi, the value of my liver, olai, that should be upon me. Then the locher is noisen erich kula, he has to pay the whole erichin, how much his whole body is. And zekla, this is the general rule, that dovish on neshama tluyaba, if it's something that you can't live without it, your neshama is totally in this, like your head or your liver, then that's called a person, and that's the locher of noisen erich kula. You have to pay your complete erichin. What's going to be now? Somebody says, chatzi erki olai, half of my erichin should be upon me, the chayiv. So locher is noisen chatzi erkoi. Let's say the man is 30 years old. He says erichin is 50 shkolim. So if he says only half of it, he'll only have to pay 25. Let's say he says erich chetzi olai, the erich of half of my body should be upon me. Then the locher is noisen erich kulu, he has to pay his erichin. Because half of his body is considered adova shanashamat liyabo. Therefore, automatically he has to pay his erichin. What's going to be chatzi domi alai? Somebody is mechayv himself to pay half of his value to hegdish. Say the chanami, noisen chatzi domi, he has to pay half of his value. Let's say demei chetzi alai, he says he wants to pay the value of chetzi, half of his body upon him. Demei chetzi alai, that's the chiddush now, noisen demei kulu, he has to pay his whole value. And Zeaklau, this is the general rule, even by Nadorim, that Dovash on Ashlom Atluyabo, Noisen Erech or Neda Kulay. Since this is something half of his body is on Ashlom Atluyabo, he'll have to pay Erech Kulay, or else Neda Kulay is so value. And the Pshat is because there's a Hekish of the Pasuk says, Ish Kiafli Neda Bieka Konafoshois, so Makish Hakoshiv Neda Li Erech. Just like Erech, you say Chet Yolai, you have to pay Kulay. Neder also, demei chatzi olai, is nice in demei kulai. Then the Mishnah says, ha'oimer, somebody says, erkoi shall pleni olai, Reuben is mechayv himself to play the erkin of Shimon. Shimon's 30, it means he's mechayv himself to pay 50 shkolim. Now, meis ha'noida v'anida, both Reuben and Shimon die, still yitnu ha'yorshim, the yorshim ha'vachiv to pay the 50 shkolim. Since at the time when Reuben made the erich, he was alive, and the other person was also alive, so the chiyuv was chal. That's it. Once the chiyuv was chal, that's it. Now the yorshim have to pay. What's going to be if Reuven said, the dom of shaplon yalai, Reuven is mechayv himself to pay the value of Shimon. Now, meisan noida, let's say Reuven dies, but Shimon is still alive, so yitnu hayorshim, then Reuven's yorshim have the chiyuv to pay. We have to value how much, estimate how much Shimon is worth, and that much money is a chiyuv upon the yorshim to pay the hegdish. What's going to be the Meis HaNidr, let's say Shimon dies before they estimate him, then La Yitnu HaYorshim, then Reuven's Yorshim have no chiv to pay. That's the klal, the Shein Domim LaMeisim. Once a person dies, there's no Domim, there's no value, he doesn't have to pay, the Yorshim don't have to pay. Because if they did not make the estimate yet, then there's no chiv. And really Rashi in the Mishnah explains that the Pshat is, because if the person makes a neder, the person says, the Meyolai, Shein HaNoidir El HaMashi Shemu Bezdin. He only means to say what Vezdim will estimate the Chiv. Vareloi bolo dekacha, it doesn't come with dekacha an estimate. Sharei meis. But since this whole neder was only almanas, what Vezdim will make the Shuma, if Vezdim never gets around to make the Shuma and Echanami, then he's potter. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabban, what about this Nebraisa? That Choyme bin Adorim Berchen. Nedorim sometimes has a bigger Chuma than Erchen. Sheha Nedorim Chalim al Behema. The person says, I want to make a neder to give the value of this Behema to Hegdish. Or else on a chayu of oifetzchal, But and let's say you make a net, you mechayv yourself to give the value of this behemoth. Let's say it's worth $50, and you don't own $50, so you can't have a patur to give as much as you own. But you're gonna have to wait until you get $50 and then give it to Hegdish. There's no patur of hesek yad if you can't afford it by damim, only by erchin. But the Gemara says mashenken b'erchin, mashenken b'erchin. You have these halachas that there is a parash of hesek yad. But Mashenk, if somebody say Erchi Behema Zualai, is not Chal, because there's no Erchin by Behema, only by Nodim. Now, Chayme be Erchim in the Dorim. Erchin has certain Chumas over the Dorim. Ketzad, how do we say this? Oma Erchi Alai. Somebody says Erchi Alai Umes, and the person dies. So Yitnu Yorshim. The Yorshim have a Chiyah to give. And we'll soon see why. How you could take from the Yorshim the Chur, it's only a Milva Baalpeh. But as soon as you said Erchi Alai, it's Chal Achiv upon you to give the money. And therefore, even though you die, still the Yorshim have to pay. What's going to be if somebody says, Demeyalai, somebody's mechayv himself to give it to us a neder, his value, Tegdish, Umeis, and then the person dies, is lo yitnu Yorshim, the Yorshim don't have a chiyah to give the money to Hegdish. Why? Shein damel lemeisim. Because now that the person died, we can't estimate how much he's worth. Like Rashi says in the Mishnah, the chiyah of damel is, you mechayv yourself to give now whatever Bezdin will estimate later. So since Bezdin cannot make the estimate later, therefore you potter. Oma Erech Yolai, let's say somebody says he's mechayv himself to give his Erech into Hegdish, Umeis, and the person dies. So it says Yitnu Yorshim, then the Yorshim have to pay. So Mora says, Achurish Ramin, if here from now Mishnah should be a proof then that Milva Peh gave him in a Yorshim. That a Milva Peh here wasn't written down Bishtar. The person Reuven just said he's mechayv himself to give his Erech. So it's a Milva Bapeh, he's mechayv himself Bapeh. And then he died, so still we said the Yorshim have to pay. So here it's a big machlokes whether Milva Peh is Meshubah or not. So Mora says, Hocho de Milva Ksuba Vatoirihi. Here it's better, because here this Chayv of Erchin says in the Torah. So it's considered a Milva Ksuba Vatoirah, and that already is a machlokes in Gemara and Bechiris, whether it's Chal or not, whether it's called Kishtar Dami. So Mora says again, Shema Minish, you want to bring a proof to for now Mishnah, according to Raman the Yama, that Milva Ksuba Vatoirah is Ksuba Kishtar Dami. And the male would be a kasha upon the other man. The other man can say it's not kasuv b'shtar dami. Here it's the Mishnah says it is. So we're into his hakel of mayaskin. Here we're talking about kishamad bedin. Here we're talking about that no, that as soon as the person said erki olai, there was a bezdin there, and bezdin was mechayiv him. That bezdin made a gemara din already. Bezdin passed and he has a chiyuv. Rashi says v'chayfuhu kaidem moisoy. They have like a milu b'shtar. That's called milu b'shtar. So Mora says, if so, the kavosa gabi demeyolai, the same thing when the person said he's mechayiv himself to give his value to Hegdish, shama bedin, Bezdin made a mod bedin, Bezdin was mechayiv him already, so amayla yitnu Yorshim, why shouldn't the Yorshim have a chiyuv to pay? It's like a milva, haksuba bishtar, so why can't you monaif on Yorshim? So Mora says, yes, demeyolai, when the person says he's mechayiv himself to pay his value to Hegdish, is mechusar umdina, he's missing the estimate of Bezdin, like Rashi says in the Mishnah, that you only mean to mechayv yourself to pay the money that Bezdin will make an umdina later. And since Bezdin did not make it until he died, he can't make it anymore. But Erchi Yolai, when the person says mechayv himself to pay his Erchin, so that we know as soon as he says it, we know how much he's worth, is loy mechusar, loy klum, it's not missing anything. So therefore, if there's a Bezdin there, as soon as he says Erchi Yolai, Bezdin makes a psak din, he's mechayv to pay. If he's 30 years old, Bezdin mechayv him to pay 50 shkolim. And Melo, that's considered like a chiyuv or ksuv b'shtar now. Since it's a psak bezdin, therefore you could collect from the Yorshim. But the Meyolai, since Bezdin did not get around to make the umdina, to make the estimate, therefore even the Bezdin was there after he made the neder, still it's not chal, because the neder was, he's mechayiv himself to pay now when Bezdin makes the umdina later. But since Bezdin never made the umdina here, since he was mace, therefore there's no chiyuv, therefore the Yorshim apotah. Then the Mishnah says, what's going to be Erech Yodai Viragulai? Somebody said the Erech of his foot or his hands, it's not Chal. Because it's not a Davash and a Shamat Liyiba. Rav Gidlo Marav. But for Noisim Domeo, if somebody says Erech Yodai, even though there's no Din Erech on his hand, but still he has to give the value of his hand to Hegdish. The Mishnah says, no, you didn't say anything, Mashmi not Chal, you have no Chiv at all. So Mora says, L'yom ha'klum l'rabon, and that's according to Rabon and Shita, that all the mites are double of Atola. So we say, Yoni met Erchin, and once it's not Chal, you potter. But what Rav Gildo means to say, Amar Rav is, V'noysen demel Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, Meir holds, Ein all the mites are double of Atola, so a person knows like there's no din Erchin, Chal and Yodai, and what you meant to say was demei, therefore you have to pay the Domin. So that's the question. Now, Yomer Chodesimlu, we have the Gemara in Daf Hey, Yomer Aleph. The Yomer of Gidla Merav. Hoyim the Erech Kli Zilai. Somebody says, I want to give the Erechin of this Kli to Hegdish. So Lachari is Noisin Domov, that you have to give the value of it. Because everybody knows, according to Rabbi Meir Shita, there's no Erechin on a Kli. So what you meant to say was the value of the Kli you want to give to Hegdish. So Pshita, the same thing should apply. If you say, Dimei Erechi Yodi Olai. I mean, Erechi Yodai. Samur says no. Matatayim, I would have thought to say, Hosamu by the Kli, Odim, Dodim, Yodayish, and Erechel Kli. Everybody knows the Kli has no Erechim at all. Therefore, the Goma, the Yom Lashem Dom, and Pshita, the person meant to say, the value of the Kli meant to give to Hegdish. Havlocha, but over here, Mitta Ketoy, people make mistakes. Tisavar, he thinks, Gihecha, the Ika Erech, Roshi, Verech Vedi. Just like if you say the Erechim of your head, the Erechim of your covet, of your liver, that the Erechim is Chal. So people make mistakes and think, Ikonami, Erech Yodai, the Erech Ragle, people think. So, therefore, I will demay Leko, maybe did not mean to say demay. So I would have thought to say, even according to Rabbi Meir, when a person says Erech Yodai, he really meant it. He thought that there is an Erech just for your hand. And therefore, since it's not Chal, maybe nothing is Chal at all, is Kamash Malon. That's what Yudlo Meraz Chidish over here know, that even in this case, Vaistois, the person knows that when he says, Erech Yodai, there's no such thing, and therefore his gomer, he means to say the dumb and the value of his hand. So in Echnam, he has to give the value of his hand to Hegdish. Here then it says, if somebody says Erech Roishi, or else the Erech Kvod, they want to make the Erech of my head or the Erech of my liver, so Lachur is nice and Erech Kul, he has to pay his own Erech and how much he's worth. My time, what's the reason? Nefoshos Kam Rachmon, the Torah says the word Nefoshos that we had before, Davash and Neshomat Luyabo, also you have to pay Dimei Kuli, you have to pay Yeho Erechin. Then it says, Zaklaw in the Mishnah, Davash and Neshomat Luyabo, the Torah says, Lasuya, what does the Mishnah mean to include? It means to include, Minha Kuvo Lamala, that if it was cut off from your knee upwards, that's also called Min Akuva Lamala, that's also called Davash and Neshomat Luyabo. Like you make an erchin of how much it's worth from above your knee, that's also considered Neshomat Luyabo, because if you be cut off there, you'll be a treif, you'll die. That's also considered a Davash and Neshomat Luyabo. So Taiz asked the question of Yimtaima, my knocking Min Akuva Lamala Tvei Mikol Shaf Mol the rest of Yutchet Treifus? Vishlaim Madik Ravusa, the Baha'i Tvei Lafukut Abshim, the Yom Yechol Lichvas Lechai. Zirat Samachloikis. Reb Shimon Chita the Yenchun is that this could heal up. So Chiddush says no, we heal not like that. It's called the Treifa, and therefore sit on the Shama Tlu Yibo. So you have to pay Ercha Kulay. What's going to be now? It says somebody says Chatzi Ercha Yolai Noisin. So he's mechayiv himself to give half of his value. Let's say he's worth 50 shkolim. He's 30 years old. So he has to only pay 25. Tana Rabban, what like this? Somebody says Chatzi Ercha Yolai is Noisin Chatzi Ercha Nechanami. Somebody says, I'm achaying myself to pay half of my value, so he has to pay 25. So how many mamash we give him malchus, and he has to pay, no, the complete 50 shkolim. So the question is, loike, we give him malchus on my, why? What kind of law? What did he do wrong here? Rapapa said like this, the pshat for Rabbi is, loike the erech sholem, means we give him a malchus, means like we force him to pay the complete erechin, even though he only said half of his erechin. So my time, what's the reason? Gzeirat, Gzeirat, Galachim, the Rabbanim, we make him pay, would likely be forced upon him to pay the amount. Why? Gzeirat, Chatzi Erki, Otto Erech Chetzav. So when somebody says, Chatzi Erki, we make him pay the whole thing, Otto, the person says, Erech Chetzav. Somebody says, the Erech of half of him. And of half of him, and the Erech Chetzav. Somebody says, I want to pay the Erech of half of my body. Then he has to pay Kulai. Why? Because that's considered every davash and neshamat luyibo. That's a davash and neshamat luyibo. So therefore, when the person says, I want to pay the erchin of chatzi of my body, he has to pay the mekula. So it's exerim and rabbanu when he says the erech chetzav, he pays half of the value he wants to pay, which really should only have to pay 25. It's exerim and rabbanin, we make him pay the mekula. Because if we only have to pay 25, it's exerim who adim when he says, Chatzi, Erki, Chatzi, also think you have to pay only 25, and there he has to pay Kulai. So this Gezerah, we make him pay Kulai in both times. Now, what if somebody says Chatzi Domi Olai is Noisen Hef? If he says Deme Chatzi Olai, Noisen Deme Kulai. If he says, though, the value of half of my body, then he has to pay the value of his whole body. My time, what's the reason? The Pasuk says, Ner de Biyeka Chornafoshet Siv. So the Hekesh Nidorum Terechin. Just like by Erechin, it says the word Nefoshois. That a Dabash and Hashem Atluibo, you have to pay the Mekula. Or then by Neder also, if you make a Neder, that you have to pay the Domim of half of your body, since that's a Dabash and Hashem Atluibo, you have to pay the Mekula. Zeh Aklad, and the Mishnah says again, Dabash and Hashem Atluibo, Lesuyim and Akuba Lamal again, to include if from a treifus or from above the knee. Tana Rabbanan, Hamarich Chatzi Erech Kli. Someone says he wants to pay the erchin of half of a kli. He's marach upon himself Chatzi Erech Kli, half of the erch of this kli. So Rameyor Rameyor says Noisin Dam. He has to pay the value of it to Egdish. He said nothing that we know what. There's no erchin to a kli, so it's Loyama Klum. The current scribe Meir, the svar always is that ain't no other mitzvah double of atola, and he knows there's no erech into a kli, so he meant to say was to pay the dumb, to pay the value of this kli. Now the Gemara says, Ravo, the Shita of Girsa, Rabbo, Rabbo Cholish, Rabbo became sick. Is all the Gabay Abay of Rabbonin, Abay and Rabbonin came to visit him. The Yasvi Karma, they sat down and they said over, Abay and the Rabbonin said over, that Bishlem Rabmei, Bishlem Rabmei, Ksavar, Eino de Moitzi Dvar Lovatoli, you don't say anything in vain. And therefore, Loishna Kulov, Loishna Chatziv. There's no difference whether you say Erke Kulu the Kli, or you say Erke Chatziv the Kli. In both places, you're meant to give the Domim the value of the Kli to Hegdish. You say Chatziv, and here for the value. Ela Rabbonin, and Micah Sover, what do Rabbonin hold? E oda moitzi dvar levatolim. A person says levatolim safilu kulanami. What does the Braise say here? Only because he said chatzi kli. Even if he would have said kula kli, also nothing should be chal at all. And the ein oda moitzi dvar levatolim. They hold no. A person does not say dvar levatolim. So therefore, if you say erki kli ola, you have to pay taka the damim safilu chatzi nami. Even when you say chatzi erki kli. Also, you should have to pay the value, at least half of the value of the kli, because they know the most of the levatola. So, my answer is, Omalu Rabba. So, Rabbi answers back like this, like the Shita's girls. Omalu Rabba. Rabbi answers back and something like this. Rabbonin Docha, these Rabbonin, Krabimeya Srirla. True, they hold like Krabimeya. That what? Ain't no other most of the levatola. So, if you would have said, Erki, Kli, Olai, you would have to pay the domim, the value of the kli to Hegdish. But the reason why, if you say, Chatzi erech kli olai yepoto, because they also besarv lo kreb shimon, hold lo kreb shimon svara. Besarv lo kreb shimon. What does that mean to say? Sarv lo kreb mei, the hold lo kreb mei yeshit, the true, the yoma that he says, ain't no other mitzvah dvar lo batola. A person does not speak out anything in vain. You're not mitzvah dvar lo batola. But besarv lo kreb shimon, they also hold lo kreb shimon sheet, the yoma that he holds, shlo yisnadv kederach hamisnadvim. That you didn't make a neder the way you're supposed to. That's from Shimon Shita we had before once. That if somebody makes a mincha from Sarim, since it's not a dera to mechayv yourself to make a minchas nedava from Sarim, you put in the parak base of the, in the parak bas of the menachas. Says so, here also, kulif, he says, erchi of the whole kli olai, that's urchilis nadiv. That's a dera to make a neder kula, so you meant to make a neder to mechayv yourself to pay the whole value of the kli to Hegdish. But Palgay, if you just say the value of half of the Kli, the Erechin of half of the Kli, so even though usually ain't other most of the world of Atolos, he meant to say is Neder and half of the Kli, but here, Lav Urche, listen on the way, it's not a Derech and Urche to make it. So on this Gears to the Shit, they ask the Kashluchu, what do you mean it's not a Neder, it's not a Derech? Pishlem Reb Shimon cheated there, Bechlal, you can't make a Minchas Nedova by Serim. That's why it's not Chal. But over here, if you wanted to, you could be Mechav yourself to pay half of the Kli. So Shita Tzanechanami, these are bottom hold like Rabbi Shimon, even more than Rabbi Shimon. Here it's a big chiddush that this is not called a derech, even though it could be done, but it's not a derech since he didn't speak it out clearly. Here we say he do not mean it. Toys learns a little bit differently. Toys learns that Toys pshat the bottom Toys says lekach nira lerid hokiyasin and hamarech erech chatzi kli. He's marach to erech and a chatzi kli. Vashenicha the yomah palge lavurcha lenudei. The chatzi kli ain't shava klum. They make an erech in half of the kli. So means take the kli and break it in half. Half of the kli is not worth anything. Mishamachi koma palge lavurcha lenduvei. That's not a derech to manatim yourself to give half of a kli to the value, because half of a kli has no value kamat. So therefore, it's not a derech to making a dove of half of a kli. Therefore, it's not chal. But then it says, "Oyme erchi shaploini la yemeis hanoider." If you say erchi shaploini and he dies, so still the yoshim have to give it. So the Mora says, "My nihu." What's the case again? Shama b'din. You have to say also, nor there shouldn't be a milvah b'peh. You have to say bezdim is there in pasch and he's chayiv to pay. So hay nuhach. It's the same thing as the reisha. What's the chiddush of the seifa now? So Mora says yes. Seifa is still we need a chiddush of the seifa. That domov shall ploini yolov umeis hanoider yitnu ayoshim. That's the chiddush. If he says domov shall ploini, when Reuven says I'm mechayiv myself to pay the value of Shimon, and then Reuven dies, so the yoshim have to pay how much Shimon is worth. That's the chiddush. Now why? Because ma'atayim I would have thought to say kivun de loyim du lo yishtab nichzei since kol zman.